Welcome to Brutally Honest with me, Jermaine Pennant, and I'm excited about my next guest this week. He's a Manchester United legend, 47 years combined as a player and manager, 7 major trophies with Manchester United, and also captaining the side doing the double in 1994. Steve Bruce was my manager for one season at Birmingham City, where the following season I got my dream move to Liverpool FC. But before we get underway with this podcast, Steve Bruce is a dinosaur when it comes to technology, so I'm very grateful and surprised that we managed to get this underway. Wow, Steve Bruce I have on, which is I've been looking forward to this one all week. And thank you for coming on, Steve. It's an absolute pleasure.
Well, that's very, very kind of you. Invite me on anything for you, Jermaine. You know that. It's no problem. I have to say, it's probably the first podcast. I didn't even know what a podcast was until somebody told me that you wanted to speak to me. So there you go. First podcast.
I did send you the link. It took you a couple of 20 minutes to try and get in.
By the way, yeah, the link. You were already on a meeting. You were late, as usual. You were late as usual, so couldn't get through.
Oh, brilliant.
Me and technology, Jermaine's still struggles.
Oh, God, nothing's changed. So I was, first of all, how's pre-season going?
Well, it's gone okay, Jermaine, for the last 6 weeks, as you know. Nothing quite changes. It's been hard work. Thankfully, it's upon us because I think everybody gets fed up with friendlies. So we couldn't wish for a more difficult start. We play Middlesbrough away on Saturday night, 5:30. So a really tough start. Then we got Watford at home. So typical what it is. They're coming thick and fast in the Championship after that. So it's a real, you know, test in the next couple of months because it's just so how many games we play.
Yeah, and I'll say you're definitely one of the teams up there for promotion, and obviously must be with West Brom. That's your end goal, you know, try and get back into the Premier League.
Yeah, I mean, look, the club's been in the Premier League for 13 years out of the last 20. So the expectation that we've got to be there or thereabouts. One of the reasons why I came to the club initially was because of that expectation. You know, I'd like to have a try again. We've done it a few times, so it'd be nice to see if we can get. We missed out on the fifth one at Villa when we got beat off Fulham in the playoff final. So, that's why we're here. We'll try our best. We've got a decent enough squad to mount a challenge. So, fingers crossed. You always need a little bit of luck along the way. Let's see what we can do.
Yeah, well, you're no stranger to Birmingham. That's where we enjoyed our time together when you were manager at Birmingham. And obviously, I came from Arsenal on loan and then made it permanent. You know, not long afterwards. That team it was a weird one because we definitely deserved to stay in that league that year. And it's just results we just couldn't get. If I look back, we just couldn't get 3 points. We just, you know, the runs was going on.
And you know, you look back at things and of course you analyse yourself and myself in particular. I sort of went away. I sort of got maybe a bigger name player and went away from the what made us successful a little bit. You know, we had a really good spirit amongst it, and a certain kind of player who, you know, the Birmingham supporters it went with and enjoyed watching. And maybe when I look back on it, I maybe try to change that too quickly. And you're right, look, mistakes at the end of the day, we couldn't quite get there, but we had some very, very decent players there too, which was sad that we got relegated, but you know, we came bouncing back the following year.
Yeah. Well, I get asked this all the time, who's your best manager you've had? And you know, my answers always stayed the same throughout when my career finished. You know, I would say Arsene Wenger with his technical side of the game. You know, he was one of the greats.
Yeah,
knowing the game. And, yeah, And then I say, for all the managers I've had, man management, I would say Steve Bruce, because he got the best out of me.
Well, you tested me to the limit.
I do say that. I told you I'm saying.
I was never going to be to teach you anything technically after Arsenal. Of course, I couldn't. But I have to tell you, I have to say, you tested me. But you know the good thing about yourself, it was always just a genuine mistake. You'd always hold your hand up. Listen, I was bang out of order, and you know something. When you're young, probably when you look at it now, Jermaine, you think, I wish I'd have done things a little bit better. But 100%. I always enjoyed trying to look after you, because you were a challenge when you were a bit younger. You enjoyed it. You enjoyed a night out, but the one thing I always remember was about you. You had an unbelievable enthusiasm to play. You know, nothing changed. You know, what time you got in, you wanted to play on a Saturday, and that time when you were playing with a tag on your boot, the tag was bigger than you, I think, back in the day. But it meant you had to be indoors for 10 o'clock. So that coincided. I should have kept you in the tag. I should have kept you in the tag and saw you were back for 10 o'clock. But great, great times, eh? And now you can look back on it. And you know, if a couple of years later, then you get a real big move to Liverpool, where you end up being the best player in the park in the European Cup final. So, you know, I played my little part in that redevelopment of yourself, if you like, which is always nice. And management, it's always a good thing to see somebody that you've helped along the way go and do so well.
Is that one of the, I say, your specialities, that you can, I say, target a player and manage him, know he's, you know that player, what he needs and what he doesn't need? Because the way you treated me, you know, just say like a James Milner wouldn't need that kind of attention, etc. So I think some managers haven't got that ability. They put everyone under one roof and, you know, sometimes won't get the best out of certain players.
I think I learned a bit quickly that, you know, not everybody's the same. Mm. And some people have to manage that way. My aim was also, how can I get the best out of something, which, like yourself, or go to another degree, a Christophe Dugri, who was a World Cup winner. He was different, you know. But, you know, that every player has their own way they'd like to be managed. And sometimes the hardest part of the game is that management side of the individual. Not everybody's the same. Yes, you have to conform. You have to conform, and you can't be always, you know, the bad boy. But, you know, it's I'm always willing to give people a chance, because, you know, probably now, like you said, Jermaine, you know, you could probably help people, you know, you could probably help a player to give them a bit of advice to try and steer them out of, you know, what you know is there now. And that in management to me has always been a little bit part of it. I was never afraid of taking somebody with a bad boy image, if that's what you want to call it. But certainly, it's challenging at times.
Yeah, well, that's one thing that really stood out for me. And no matter, like you said, no matter what situations I got myself in, when you started me, I wanted to give you 110%. You know, from the moment you came visit me in prison, which to this day goes a long way, and it meant a lot. Every time I did play for you,
I have to say, I have to say, Jermaine, it was a bit of an eye-opening experience for me. You know, to go into something like that, you know, because it was eye-opening for me to go into a prison to see where people are and what their conditions are and all the rest of it. And it ain't much to write home about either, is it? I mean, it's
absolutely not.
It's quite, afterwards you come out and you go, oh dear me. But the one thing I wanted to do then was to try and see if I can get you out of there as quick as we possibly could. And then again, you know, when you talk to young players like it is, you know, and it ends up something like where you were in it, It's absolutely, well, it opens your eyes to exactly what it is. But if it's arguably one of the most frightening experiences, certainly I've had, of walking in there with all sorts of people who, are in there for all sorts of reasons.
Yeah, of course, and I can imagine because everyone knew who you were. But this podcast is for people in situations that there is a way out, there is hope, no matter what, how dark you're feeling or the place you're in, there is always someone out there who will give you a hand. And like I said, I've
And
got
also, I mean, I think
yeah, sorry, and I think I've got to thank you.
for me, Jermaine, for all those people, and especially young people out there, it's times have moved on, thankfully. People's troubles haven't, they will always be there, but I think it's important that you seek help. It's important that you have a trust in somebody that you can go to and somebody you trust, and it can never be that dark if you help and you get try and get help, especially for the youngsters of today, to try and seek a bit of help and somebody who you can rely on or go to. Don't be afraid of that. Go and admit you've got a problem, and that's the hardest part when you know you've got a bit of a problem is getting that help and advice and seeking help that can help and only help you.
Yeah, I think the back then that wasn't really around too much. Where now I think clubs have definitely invested in having someone there for their players to speak to, for sure.
Yeah, of course, there's more well-being and safeguarding and all the rest of it. But all that bravado stuff still goes on, Jermaine. That bravado where, oh, I don't need help, and you need to seek it. If you've got a bit of a problem, ask for it and see if you can get over it. Because otherwise, there's still some dark places that people get themselves in. So go and seek some help.
Yeah, 100%. And going back to Birmingham, I'd say I really truly believe it again because I've had this conversation so many times that if you wasn't my manager at Birmingham, I wouldn't have got a move to Liverpool because of multiple times of you could have easily left me on the bench, not put me in the squad for 3 or 4 games. There was an incident which I only found out because Sky told me that you found out that I went out one night. You had a night game and you thought, you know what? I'm going to start him because he's not going to want to play. But I end up getting man of the match. And you didn't say it, rather than pull me aside, you didn't say anything at all. And it just, a manager could easily have gone, right, you're fine. You're not playing for 2 or 3 games. And then that's when that snowball effect has. So again, the way you manage me, I would say hands down.
Well, that's very, very kind of you. Yeah, there's times when you have to manage it and thought, well, I know he's been out. And you probably know I'd been out. I mean, little did you know that I knew where all of yous were in Birmingham.
It's crazy.
Because the leader of the ones on the doors used to tell me, oh, I've looked after them this week and that after them that week. And I remember you telling me that you had an apartment in the city centre where I asked you about. You said it was your holiday home for weekends. That didn't go down too well, I have to tell you. So, yeah, times when you're out and I knew you probably knew, and I said, just let him get on with it. And thankfully, Jermaine, though, you see, you could play, which always helps. So my always mine was, well, I'm taking away something from the team. If I take him out of it, and let's be fair, you were playing well at the time. And that enables you to get the big move to Liverpool, not anything else other than one thing, that when you went on the pitch, you went and played very, very well, and you did very, very well for me. So it goes a little bit hand in hand, doesn't it?
Yeah, of course, of course. That's why I always say I always try to give my best. For listeners who don't understand, when I said the Birmingham was my holiday home, when I came out of prison, Steve offered me his family apartment in, was it Solly?
In
Something Coldford?
Dorridge,
In
yeah,
Dorwich, yes, it.
Dorridge. It was about 14 miles from the city centre,
Trying to keep me as far away as possible.
the bouncer on the door said to me, when he called me on the Monday, he said, I walked Jermaine home. I says, oh, you couldn't have walked the moment. It's about 10 mile away. You couldn't have walked home, 2 o'clock in the morning. And he said, oh no, he doesn't live in Dorwich. He lives in the city centre. Oh, really?
Oh
Yeah.
yeah, That didn't go down too well. That didn't go down too well.
Was your holiday home just for the weekend? Exactly. Saves you in taxi fares.
Oh, God, Steve, it's funny. There was another one. Can you remember Mehdi Nafti?
I can remember Medi, yes.
Yeah, so when we went on a trip, we had a pre-season in, was it La Manga, Marbella?
You just went out, didn't you? Is that when he hurt his
Yes.
knee? He's
Yeah.
all coming down drain pipes to get out for a
Yeah.
beer. I
Yeah.
remember. And who did I catch? You. Of all the people who helped you, I want to catch.
But the thing is, we saw you first, Steve. So Medi's called it on because he knew Spain. And then we're going to get some cash out at the cash machine opposite Sinatra's. So as we've got the cash and went to turn round, we saw you and Blackie sitting on the stool. And we've got, oh my God. And then ended up going somewhere else. But then we still got caught. Oh, dear.
I'd spies out everywhere for you.
Oh,
Yeah.
brilliant. So a question that I want to ask you. Obviously, you was very successful Man United when you was playing in your playing days. Being a manager, do you relate to the players more acceptably being a player, or does being a player once you're a manager go out the window?
Well, I think when you've played, it gives you a certain kudos, a little bit, I suppose, because you've played. Although some of these young players who I've got today, it was that long ago I played. You mean don't know who the hell I was, you know? But I think what it does. But look, there's no substitute. There's no substitute for playing in my respect. The one thing it just teach me though is, look, if you treat people with a bit of respect, and you get it. For me, you get it back. Try and treat them as an adult. Try and keep a group of people of course, you've got to be a bit disciplined and all the rest of it that goes with it. I have to say, in all the years I've been managing, nothing compares to playing Jermaine. I still wish I was playing tomorrow. I'd take my right arm off to play against Middlesbrough on Saturday. That's never left me. Management has always been a challenge, Jermaine. I have to tell you, it's a different challenge, but one which I've still enjoyed. I've managed many people over the years, yourself included, and I've thought it thoroughly and a lot thoroughly enjoyable. And how lucky am I, Jermaine? This is now 46th year unbroken. 46 years since I've started as a player to a manager, and I'm still going now. So I still enjoy it. Still enjoy the day to day, and now we're getting ready for the weekend again. That little flutter you get starts all over again.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. Because like I said, a football career is usually, 15 years at max, but you've gone on to do the thing that you love and you seem like you're still enjoying it. You don't, see any time stopping soon, that's for sure.
Well, after the last job I had, I thought about it for a little while, and then all of a sudden I get the phone call from here at West Brom and thought, do you know where it is? Why not? I'd like to give it a go. So I think the time when you don't have that enthusiasm for it is the time to say, well, okay, Steve, let's call it a day. That moment's not upon me just yet. So I'm going to crack on, enjoy having a crack at the next season, and see where it takes us.
Just want to say, obviously, your time at Newcastle, it was a tough one because you didn't really have the backing, funds and et cetera. What you're seeing now at Newcastle, would you
Well,
enjoy them flourishes?
let me tell you first of all, as a Newcastle fan, still to this day, I'm pleased that they've got the level investment what takes Newcastle to a different level. And no matter what people say, I thoroughly enjoyed my time at Newcastle. There was times when it was really, really difficult, Jermaine, because you never had. Yeah, you've got to have real, real money to compete. And we've just seen that with investment of Newcastle. We've seen it with Aston Villa. It's the same. When you get to a level of investment, that's where it needs to stand any chance in the Premier League. And if you're not, like West Brom, Newcastle, Norwich, or whatever, them sort of clubs, or it, it becomes a bit of a struggle. But I wish them the best of luck. Of course, I do. You think sometimes, I wonder what it would have been like to have them sort of resources to spend some money, but it wasn't to be.
Yeah, when you left, you saw Saint-Maximin send out a little statement how much he thanked you and what a shame and how much he's going to miss you and what he did for his career. That's no coincidence, because I say that myself, but not every player is going to get on with the manager. There's always going to be some fallouts with some, but surely you enjoy when the players do
Of course,
say.
yeah, of course, when you help somebody like Saint-Maximin, who was different, he was different from the first time I met him. I knew he is going to be a challenge to a different way from yourself, Jermaine, or whatever. He is going to be a challenge because, of his ways and how he is, and he's a bit of a maverick and a bit of a free spirit, and he wants to do things his way. He never wants to be in on time, and that's a typical English thing. If you said you're in for 9 o'clock, he's in for 1:15. What's the big problem? He could never get that one, but he it's again a certain challenge on you. But look, I enjoyed trying to get the best out of Saint-Maximin. He had frightening ability, wonderful ability, and if I helped him in a little way, then great. And it was nice to hear his words. Of course, it was, because there was times when he was. He's a little bit alone at times, if you like, but a really, really wonderful talent, and a joy to manage in a difficult way.
Yeah, like whoever's listening, don't think Steve's a daddy. I've seen him absolutely, blow his casket at me at times, and then going so red, I actually shit myself almost. So he can be scary as well. As much as he's getting the praises, he can be scary when you get on the wrong side, people.
I don't lose my temper very often these days. If you lose your temper for the right reasons, it's not so bad. But it's not so much these days, I have to tell you, Jermaine. But look, yeah, isn't it? But I'm one of those. Look, if I say something to you, I don't never hold a grudge. It's done. It's said. It's spur of the moment's done. Get on with it. And sometimes, listen, you have to crack the whip occasionally. Of course you do. Even with people like yourself.
Absolutely. But I look back now and I have some regrets, but it's also a learning curve. And if I can shed any help and light to these younger pros or younger people in life, then this is what this really podcast for. And I just wish
Should
that,
you should you should you should your mind, and you should not just podcast, but make yourself active with it. Go and see if you can go and speak to the young players at certain clubs. Certainly, you're more than welcome to come and speak to our young lads, our under 23s. It's somebody like yourself who, because people don't understand how difficult it is to make it as a football player. And there's a lot of people, especially now in academies, you see the fallout when they get to 20, 21, and all of a sudden the careers are not there like they want to, and then they find it very difficult because they've had adulation all their life by a young age. So you should, Jermaine, you should, go around, and certainly you're more than welcome to come into our club at any time to address the young players and tell them what it needs, what it takes to be a footballer, and what to stay away from. They can only be grateful for your advice.
Because especially now with the social media, the press, and I think if I was out back then now, it would have been a lot worse the way they get attacked on social media, camera phones, people spotting you here and there. It's very difficult. So I would, I'd be happy to warn the youngsters of
Yeah,
these dangers.
a difficult world. It's a dangerous world, and I was the victim up at Newcastle. People at my age, thankfully, but if you're at all vulnerable to things like that and you're young, then it can have a real, real bad effect on people. So it is a difficult world out there, especially on social media.
Yeah, definitely. It's just a shame that now, towards the latter age and stage of my career, that we didn't cross paths. I didn't sign for you anywhere. And I think Sky tried to tap you up a few times, but they just didn't have the funds.
I never stopped. this guy. The only problem is he became too expensive, Jermaine.
Yeah,
That's what it
of
is,
course.
you know, I could never afford you anymore. Now, once you get hit them levels, I could never afford you anymore. But I've always watched out. I've always had a little look. And as I said, when I see you progress to playing in European Cup finals, especially when, you know, we've been down the roads of going to places where you're going to find a bit of rehab and
Yeah.
all the stuff that you did, it I was mightily pleased that you know, you played in European Cup finals and you played at the elite level, which was great to see.
Yeah, brilliant. And you know, like I say, the journey was the start of that journey was with yourself. Steve, listen, absolutely thank you so much for coming on. It's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you again. It's been a while.
And you.
And
And you.
hopefully.
And by the way, keep it, I mean this, keep in touch. Come and see me
Yeah,
anytime.
we'll do.
You
We'll
know where I
do.
am. You know where I
Yeah.
am. Okay, so
All right,
great
Steve.
speaking again.
Speak
Keep
to you
well.
soon,
Take
mate.
care.
Cheers. Bye bye.
Bye, man. Bye-bye.
So that's all for me for this week. And thank you for tuning in, guys. Thank you for listening. Really, really do appreciate it. And a massive thank you to Steve Bruce for coming on Brutally Honest. What a guy. What a legend. Fully enjoyed our chat. And just a massive shame that I couldn't have played my career longer with him. Only got great thing to say about him. Great manager. And Steve, if you're listening, all the best at the weekend and for the season. Hope you guys get promoted. And as always, guys, take care.